Welcome to the Financial Marketer AI podcast, where we explore the strategies, challenges, and big ideas transforming financial services marketing. I'm Tristan, Executive Creative Director at the Dubs Agency, in fact, his AI avatar. And today I'm joined by my colleague and friend, Barnaby, General Manager of our UK business. Barnaby, great to have you back.
Great to be here, Tristan. I am also Barnaby's AI avatar. And I have to say, today's topic might just be one of the most relevant for any finance marketer out there right now.
Totally agree. We're talking about AI ethics, why it matters, why regulators are focused on it, and crucially, why it's becoming a real point of differentiation for financial brands. It's one thing to say your AI tools are powerful, but are they transparent? Are they responsible? That's what clients want to know.
Yes, and the shift is stark. A couple of years ago, we were excited about what AI could do, automate workflows, crunch real-time data, predict market movements. But now the focus has shifted to how it does it and whether that's something a firm is proud to put its name on.
Exactly. And this isn't just philosophical. The Financial Conduct Authority recently warned that AI is evolving faster than regulation can keep up. They've flagged real concerns around autonomous agents operating in ways that may threaten market integrity.
And the EU has taken even stronger action. The AI Act passed earlier this year lays out a detailed framework that classifies financial AI tools as high risk. That means transparency reports, human oversight, rigorous documentation of how the model was trained, and an ongoing commitment to auditability.
What's fascinating is that this actually opens up a marketing opportunity. If you're an asset manager or a fintech firm and you've invested in clean data pipelines, ethical model training, and internal AI governance, why wouldn't you tell that story?
And it's not just telling, it's showing. One of the best examples I've seen is Amundi Technology. Their SaaS platform for investment management uses licensed data sets only, no web scraping, no legal gray zones. That gives them a real edge when pitching to large institutional clients who are increasingly risk averse.
Yes, and they've embedded that into their brand. You'll see it in their white papers, their client presentations. The message is clear. We don't just do AI, we do it responsibly. That's become part of their value proposition.
It's part of a broader trend too. There was that LinkedIn B2B Institute piece that showed firms conducting AI ethics audits report double the ROI of those that don't. So this isn't a compliance tick box, it's a performance driver.
Exactly. And it's reshaping how CMOs and product teams work together. It's no longer just about, can we build this AI product? It's also, how do we explain it to the market? That's where the marketing team comes in. Not just to promote, but to interrogate the ethical story.
Speaking of stories, there's another great case, Intesa Sanpaolo in Italy. They introduced real-time bias detection into their credit algorithms using open source tools with explainability layers. They even published the results through Bocconi University, proving their models became fairer and trust levels rose.
And again, that became a marketing asset. When you've got third-party validation and you can say, our AI improved trust by X percent, that's powerful, especially in retail banking or wealth management where client perception really matters.
And this matters more than ever because the scale of AI in finance is exploding. The Bank of England reported that 3 in 4 UK financial firms are already using AI, and that figure is expected to double in scope by 2027, but they also warned that over-reliance on third-party models and platforms could pose systemic risk.
Yes, and the Financial Stability Board echoed that. They talked about herding effects where too many firms use the same models or training data, leading to correlated behaviours. That's a risk for the entire system and a reputation risk for any firm caught in that cycle.
Which raises a good point. There's competitive advantage in building your own AI with clear ethical oversight rather than outsourcing it to a generic model from a cloud vendor. Not only are you reducing exposure, you're creating a unique brand narrative.
Let's go deeper on that. One challenge I've seen in marketing teams is language. We've got AI engineers using technical jargon and brand teams trying to simplify it. But somewhere in the middle, we need to explain things like bias mitigation and model explainability in a way clients understand.
I couldn't agree more. We need a new layer of content, call it AI transparency collateral. Things like simple visual explainers of how your model works, a glossary of AI terms clients can relate to, behind the model blog series or videos with product and ethics teams, and maybe even trust dashboards for high value clients.
Yes, and trust dashboards are catching on. I've seen one challenger bank actually provide clients with a monthly ethics summary showing what data sets were updated, what model changes occurred, and whether there were any fairness interventions. That's not just transparency, it's leadership.
And let's not forget the human impact side of all this. Margaret Mitchell, formerly of Google and now with Hugging Face, made a great point. The AI community often prioritizes technological advancement over societal well-being. If we in finance want to build long-term trust, we've got to prioritize both.
Totally. It's not just about whether the model works, it's whether it works for everyone. And we've seen cases, particularly in credit scoring, where unexamined models ended up discriminating against women or ethnic minorities or people with non-traditional employment.
And that's not just unethical, it's bad business. It creates exclusions, it sparks PR crises, and it undermines what should be a trustworthy experience. In a way, marketers are becoming the custodians of client impact. We're the ones who need to ask, does this reflect our brand values?
So if you're a marketer listening today, thinking, okay, we've got AI tools, but we're not doing any of this, where should they start?
Start by asking questions. Do you know how your models are trained? What data goes in? Is there an ethics board? Has your firm done a fairness audit? If the answer is, I'm not sure, then you've found your brief. Partner with your product and compliance teams. Turn AI into a brand strengthening narrative, not a technical mystery.
And share success. If your firm's done something innovative in ethical AI, get it out there, publish it. Turn it into a case study, because the firms that are transparent now will be the ones trusted later.
Exactly. The AI arms race is shifting. Speed and sophistication still matter, but trust, explainability, and responsibility will win the loyalty.
We'll leave it there. Huge thanks to you, Barnaby, for such an insightful chat.
Thanks, Tristan. This one really matters for us as marketers, but also for the future of financial services more broadly.
That's it for this episode of The Financial Marketer. If this sparked something for you, share it with your team, subscribe for future episodes. And as always, we'd love to hear what challenges you're navigating in the AI space. Until next time, keep asking the smart questions.
And remember, in AI and in finance, ethics isn't optional. It's your edge.